When dreaming, kind of too loud for time and time again. So let's go there. Let's make our escape. Come on, let's go there. Or just can't escape.
Can you take me higher?
To a place where blind men see. Can you take me higher? It's where golden dreams. I thought it was golden dreams.
We'll like
golden,
have to
maybe it's
this
golden
one.
Streams, like a golden trough. Right. Maybe it's like a trough. You ever use a trough?
Yeah, and they're absolutely disgusting.
That's if you have shy kidney.
Well,
like,
where
you're, like,
it's just
afraid of pulling your
every trough
piece out in front of people.
The worst thing about it, troughs are always at, like, that awkward height. Like, everyone's, like, 6'3 or higher. I'm, like, on my tippy toes trying to, like, get my shit above it. And, yeah, it's not
I'm usually,
me.
Like, trying to turtle and, like, lift my, like, leg like
troughs
this.
Troughs only work if you're absolutely hammered. If you go in there somewhat, like, sober, I'm getting stage fright.
I need dividers, because it's just, like, otherwise it feels like you're just pissing in a sink.
That, and it's just, I just don't like, you know, my shit out, their shit's out.
Yeah, it's just a little.
Everything's flopping around.
And maybe if I had, like, maybe if I was, like, super gifted in that department, like, then why not, you know, just.
I guess we'll never know, right?
But yeah, I don't know, but it's just a little odd. Yeah,
it is. It's not for me.
Yeah.
Give me a urinal with some dividers. I need dividers.
Are you a stall guy? I like a good stall too.
I'll tell you what.
It's like my own little office.
Tell you what, if I go in the bathroom, like at like a sporting event or whatever, and the urinals don't have dividers, but I can get a stall, I'm going to the stall. Cause if not, I would go to that urinal and I would just stand there and nothing's coming out.
Yes.
And
yes.
I don't like that.
But it's like your own little mini apartment for 3 minutes. You go in there.
At it as a comfortable place to piss.
It is. Well, you can hang up your coat in that little coat
no,
rack.
No.
You
Carl,
can sit
no.
down and look
Carl,
at your phone for a little
you're not,
bit.
My clothes aren't touching anything in that bathroom. Walls, doors, floor, nothing. Don't put your jacket on that.
So are you opposed to, like, taking a shit in a public restroom?
I refuse to shit in public. It's got to be an absolute dire emergency.
Really?
I will hold it all day. 8 hours at work. I got
strong
gluteus
maximus.
99% of the time.
What about, like, if you're, like, at a thing, like, you're nowhere near your house, it's, like, all day, and you just...
We'll play it by ear. See what happens.
Yeah. I mean, if it's at some point, you have too much, like, you go to Tony Luke's in South Philly and get, like, the pork and broccoli Rob sandwich.
I'll tell you what. Usually, like, our podcast goes off the rails later in the show. We are starting off.
We're starting. We didn't
rails.
Even say hello
Creed,
yet.
Troughs, taking shits in public. Where are we right now?
I don't know. We were like, we'll just play it by ear. We'll hit up record and see what happens. So, welcome to Boston Out, everybody. It's good to see everyone. Happy New Year. We're back at it again for year 3 of this grand podcast.
Yes.
It's 12. Yes, yeah.
Do about one every 4 months.
No, actually, I think this is episode 20. So cheers to that. This is episode 20. Yes, I think so. I could be wrong.
Cheers,
but I think it's episode 20.
Our boss man over there.
Yeah, so producer boss man Bosco, a little latte action in the house over here. So it's good to see everyone. We had a little hiatus over the holidays and the entire fall, just because, you know, things come up and
football
all that.
Season. Well.
Football season. A lot going on. And we hope you enjoyed the opening lineup of the banner. Yeah, I'm really into this Creed phenomenon right now.
I'm loving the comeback of Creed.
I love it.
Like, and we were saying a little bit off air, you know, we said that for a long time, we think Nickelback and Creed got a bad rap. People, like, it was a popular thing to trash them. But I think more people are coming around. These guys are solid bands,
They're
man.
Solid.
Great music. It is a hit. I love it.
It is. And, yeah, they were like, same with Nickelback. And I'm not afraid to admit this.
Nickelback. No, I love Nickelback.
I think we have a
moment.
I'll
say that
right
publicly.
It right now. I was playing the other night. I was cleaning, like, the house. It was late at night. And, you know, everybody else is in bed. So I put Spotify on.
Which favorite song by them?
And, what did I do? I did a couple of songs. I did, Someday, Somehow, that's a good song. Or How the Hell We Wind Up Like
That's
This.
A good one.
Why Were We Able?
Just, how you remind me?
That came on too.
My favorite Nickelback song of all time. Or was it one, Animals?
Or Just a Bunch of Animals. He's talking
Those
about
two.
Like, yeah, that
Those
one's
two.
Good.
Those are my favorites.
There's, I do like, what else is that other one? Figured You Out. That guitar solo
Photograph?
Fucking slaps. Oh. Ruggedest Photograph.
I mean, he even came back and like memed himself doing that.
He should, but it's Chad Kroeger. People, I don't know why they give him such a bad rap. Why did people hate Nickelback?
You know,
they're fucking awesome.
You know what it was? It was probably something trendy that just took wave by on like Reddit or something. So everyone's just like, oh yeah, they suck. Deep down, everyone likes them.
Everybody does. They're in their car, they're driving down the highway in their station wagon on 295.
They're not turning it off.
They're not going to turn it off.
Not turning it off.
Yeah, you're going to tell me that like. If Photograph comes on, you're not going to sit there for a second and...
Nickelback never gets skipped. If they come across my Spotify playlist, the song's being played in its entirety. That and Creed.
100%. Yes.
So, that's just what it is.
What's your favorite Creed song?
Well, Can You Take Me Higher is just...
Oh, my God.
I think that's just an all-time classic. Or what's the other one? That's it.
Is that the one
in the like video where they're like, it was like Venice and like the
yeah. It's like a slow song. It's like
that's so good though.
Yeah, I'm sure they have the hook goes. It's just why am I drawing a blank
sacrifice
here? Well, that's the obvious one, but like I'm gonna really look at the analytics for this episode after, and I'm gonna see how everything turns it off immediately when we start singing.
It's instant. They just so swipe away.
Like, you know what? We're
swipe
done with this.
Away.
Yes.
But you know what? What's his name? Is it Mark?
The
singer
the
Creed.
I don't know if the lead singer's
Scott
Stapp.
Stapp.
Staff. Yeah. No, dude. Mark Tremonti is Tremonti or something like that. He's a guitarist, but I think he's like a he did a solo career for a while.
You're right.
He went to do like hard rock stuff. He was like on like if you listen to Sirius XM Octane, he did like as a solo thing.
How about that chin though?
My God.
That chin he's got?
Or that fucking haircut. Does he still have the haircut? The little like
you know
that
what?
Little the mullet kind of thing that he had going on? I want to grow that. Do you think I would look all right if I grew a mullet?
Where are you
going to
grow it from?
I mean, the sides come in still.
You're going to look like you're out of like an Alabama trailer park. No disrespect to the Alabama people out there. But yeah.
And if I wear a hat, it'll just hang off to the side. Just look like a toe.
So like thin and greasy.
I'll just let my neck beard grow out. I'm just gonna lean into it.
I don't think the wife would appreciate it.
Oh no, she wouldn't.
Your daughters would probably cry.
I probably would. My wife probably throw me on the lawn. I probably would. Yeah.
Slugging Miller Lite.
Get the hell out of my house.
Yeah, we'll skip that look. We'll skip that look.
Maybe I don't know. Maybe it's in. Maybe it'll come back in. The guy from Nickelback.
I don't think it was
ever
in.
The guy from Nickelback had a badass haircut back, and he had like the curls. The
you
got to
remember, Carl.
Oh, Rockstar is a good song.
But Rockstars, rich and famous people can pull off. Mm-hmm. The average Joe cannot. At the end of the day, people are still going to listen to Nickelback or whoever.
Ron Jeremy had that haircut.
Okay, but he was also rich and famous for various reasons. If you show up, someone's calling the cops.
Yeah, they are.
Do you know how many people did like the Rachel haircut?
Oh, from Friends? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It doesn't work on the common, average, everyday person.
I should try the Rachel haircut. Yeah. Have my hair, like, wave out, like a...
It's just gonna, what, wave out from the sideburns? Like, where's the source coming from, Carl? Just
like
follicles up there.
I'm gonna get... You know, I'm thinking about getting a hair transplant. My wife said no. It would cost, like...
It's not
for me
covered
to do
by
all,
insurance.
I know, it would have to be all cosmetic. But for
it's
me
like
to do
50
the whole...
grand?
No. If you could do... You could do, like, your whole head for, like, $7,000.
Ooh.
You look fine, bald. Just keep it.
It's not bad. Ooh. It's like...
I'm gonna start GoFundMe and try it myself.
It's like... It's not,
me.
If it was like 20,000, I'm like, nah, it's not going to happen. Unrealistic. But it's like a number that's expensive, but it's like not like the end of the universe.
Is it 100% success rate or is there room for failure?
I'm not exactly a Bosley spokesperson here, but.
Because I would hate to go through that, pay that, and it failed. Only like one half of my head grows. And now I look somehow even, I still got a buzzy because I look ridiculous.
You look like you're from like Slipknot or something
like
that.
Or
like
from like, I'm some like Russian dude fighting bears in like Moscow.
I don't know, but I mean, I see like Donald Cerrone went down to like New Mexico, like down to like Brazil and did it or something like that. So I'm sure you can get down there for like.
What did Brian Urlacher do?
I don't know.
That dude got a full head of hair. He was definitely like, bald when he was playing.
Oh, he was. He must have got like the Cadillac of like hair transplants. Because
I want to know.
His is unbelievable.
I'll tell you what. If it was covered by insurance, you think you could. I'm not gonna say that on there. Anyway, I wonder if there's ways around it to somehow get it covered by insurance.
I'm sure there's always a way. And then this is proof and evidence after when they arrest you.
Okay, it didn't work. We're back on episode 21. Yeah, Brandon is no longer part of the podcast.
They knock on your door and be like, "Is there a problem, officer?" And be like, we have a warrant to come into your house. Be
are
like,
you part of
what?
Bossing out?
Yeah, and he's got a tape recorder and playing this fucking podcast.
But people are actually watching this.
I'd be like, somebody, we have an audience. As they handcuff
it's you. The FBI for some reason. We'll do a show in my holding cell.
Let's get hair transplants together. Let's say this show takes off enough where it gets
if
enough.
If it takes off and we can fund it, I'm in.
We'll fund it. It'll be a business expense. We'll actually get it done.
We can write it off.
We'll write it off. We'll get it done on the air. We'll register as an LLC. Yeah. We'll get it done on the air as like a bit, like a sketch.
Like
and be like, oh, the business expense, $14,000 for like.
All our TikTok, Spotify, Instagram, wherever you find us, please, please help us out. Get this out there and
fund. 3 million followers.
Well, just give us 7,000 somehow, some way, 14 both, and we'll get this done.
Or maybe that would it'll be like a what's that Bosley or whatever? It's show, the commercials that come on at like 3 o'clock.
We'll
in
do the
morning.
Transplant on air. We'll get a permission from the doc, but can we just film this for research
I think
purposes?
It probably hurts. Something like jam the follicles in
probably
your
just
head.
Fucking stab your head. I don't know how it works.
But they stab your head. They must stab your head like 500,000 times because there's a lot of hair follicles.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I just know it's not a
better content.
I mean, if anything goes viral, it'll probably be a live hair transplant.
I might do it, yeah. Go take out a loan from the bank. Be like, what do you need $14,000 for?
You know what? If this takes off, it'll be a business expense.
Done.
And we'll both do it. Same time, same place, same doctor.
It'll be worth the... I think it'll be worth the pain. Because the little pain comes a lot of pleasure. Having a full head of hair, huh?
I'm
17 again.
I'm in.
Yeah.
So let's pray. This shit takes off, and we'll see what happens from there.
We got to bring back our old haircuts. Like, I had the Brooklyn blowout back in the day. I did I had blonde tips at one point.
Well, yeah, now
I'm
going to
bring back the Caesar haircut that
I'm
you
not
had?
Doing that.
No, you
at
should do it.
32 years old. No. I'll do a Pauly D blowout before I do a little flip in the front. Like
or we
I'm
can get,
10.
Like, we comb it back and do, like, a...
You know what you do if actually I had, like, a full head of hair? I just go, like, back, in, like, the Grease days, like the show, Grease, a movie, Grease.
Oh, yeah, just comb it and swirl it up.
Look good as shit. The Jimmy Neutron.
Yeah, just swirl it up.
Do anything. It must be nice. You know,
I would grow it in, and I might grow it long. Then I'd do the Creed haircut.
I would try anything. I grow it long. I do Jimmy Neutron. I do this. I do that. I try anything.
So,
I do what all the kids are doing today when all the hair is like pushed to the phone. They all have the same haircut. They look.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Gen Z shit.
Yeah, like, or they got the curls on top.
They all look alike.
It's on the yeah.
Well, I don't care about the curls. I always have straight hair.
Yeah.
The fade. Yeah. I want to look cool. It sucks.
I want to look cool. I've always wanted to be cool.
You are cool, Carl.
You
are cool.
You're very charming. And you're very handsome, too.
So are you.
But
that's what I thought when I first saw you at Modell's.
Well, and that was the thing. I think I tried to always fit in and be cool. Now we're getting deep and mental conversation here.
But it worked for you. There's not a single person that I know that's like that Carl guy. No, fuck that kid. Everyone loves Carl. So whatever you're doing, it's working.
There might be a few ladies out there that say fuck that Carl. But
yeah, because you broke their hearts. You're a heartbreaker. But of all the different genres of people, jocks, nerds, whatever, everything in between, they all love Carl.
Yes, although there was one time it was like after prom in high school, whatever. You know, they give out prizes to like everybody.
Yeah.
It's like 4 o'clock in the morning. And
yeah, what did you
win? I think I won like a box of cologne or something like that. And I go up, they call me up there. It was a cologne. It was like a Ralph.
No, I mean, like, what was the thing you did to earn it?
They were door prizes.
It was like a raffle or
door
something.
Door prizes
right?
or something.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like.
No, he didn't earn it.
Like funniest guy or something.
No, I definitely did not be the funniest guy. But I walked up on stage and they called my name out and somebody from the football team, they're like, come on, who the fuck is Carl Bones?
No way. Yo, I would have, it's like 3 weeks out of graduation. I would have transferred. I would have graduated from like Nottingham at that point or something. I mean, I'm not going back. Who the
Can
fuck
you imagine
is that,
that
guy?
That request comes into the principal's office. We have a student who wants to transfer with 3 weeks left in the
with
school
eight
semester.
School days remaining.
They're like, we've never had a request like this before.
I'd be so embarrassed. I want to show up.
Yeah, but I've always wanted to try it, but I think what really clicked was when I just said, you know what, I'm just going to be Crazy Carl, and then everything started to kind of fall into place.
That's what hit.
That's what hit.
That's what landed. I mean, like I said, everyone that I know loves Carl. From back in when I met you in 09 at Modell's to now in 2023, it all works, buddy.
I'm getting a lot of eye contact right now.
I love this eye contact. I know. Very intense. I'm
getting a little aroused. Just kidding.
Are you?
Yeah, a little bit. This
you
is like
diamonds a little bit again?
A little bit. Right, okay. In my shirt here.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you like my shirt, by the way? We got
Was that some fucking Philly shit?
It's got a little
Is that Philly shit?
Well, it's one of my favorite spots down the shore, Fred's Tavern, but it's a Philly-themed shirt.
What town is that? It says on the bottom of that shirt.
Stone Harbor.
Well, fuck the Bears and fuck Philadelphia.
Come on.
I just want to, we haven't seen each other in a while. I just want to get this out because I got a lot of shit last year.
By all means, because actually the TikTok clips where you shit on the Eagles are like our highest viewed stuff, so go by all means.
Because Philadelphia is very, very butthurt. They can't take criticism. But yeah, I was there for the 49ers-Eagles game in Philadelphia, and watching us just absolutely do whatever we wanted to and drag you up and down the field, play after play, watching that stadium go silent and you all leave, like the fake fans that Philadelphia fans are, was a beautiful thing to see. I mean, Philadelphia, I mean, they are as fake as fake gets. I mean, I'd never seen a 10-1 team at the time, until you went on your little 3-game losing streak, get booed off the field. I mean, that's Philly fans are trash. Love you, Philly. But it was a great thing to see. I've been waiting to get that out.
Do you feel a little bit better?
A little bit. I mean, I'll feel really great if you guys have the luxury of even making it that far and facing us in the playoffs and we knock you out.
Who else is on a losing streak right now? Supposedly some team in California didn't look that great in their last two.
To be fair, a one loss is not a losing streak. One loss is not a losing streak.
I don't know. It's all about momentum. And right now, the last...
We're fine.
It's about what we're you fine. Did last week. What have you done for me lately? And
we're fine. We're going to be a number
it
one.
It like
we're
the
one seed. We're the number one seed.
Smacked around Tommy Cutlets, and they're on bigger, better things.
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't say smack around. It was a one-possession game against the shitty Giants. The Eagles have looked bad in every game. Their losses, their wins, they've looked bad all year. You got Fletcher... I think it was Fletcher Cox or Brandon... No, it may have been Brandon Graham. Vocally and publicly announcing his displeasure with Sirianni or whoever was in charge of demoting your defensive coordinator.
Sean Desai.
Yeah, very public.
You don't
about
think
it.
Matt Patricia is an upgrade? Matt Patricia architected like the greatest defense.
Look
in
at
the last
those
20
stats,
years.
Though. No,
the Patriots defense.
No, they were like what like in the 20s. He's a terrible head coach. We saw with the Lions. He's okay. A terrible coordinator. If he didn't have Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, they would be the Patriots of today.
I think I'm secretly attracted to him though. He's got a big burly beard.
You like big men?
I just like a big. I think if I was into that, I would be like a furry guy kind of guy. Like a
oh my god, what a furry! Yeah, that, what is, that is a completely different.
Is that where you
genre
like dress up as an animal or something?
Yeah, you want to? That's what you want to do?
I don't know.
He's all confused.
I'm all. I don't know what's going on.
This
right
is
now.
This is Philadelphia this right is, here.
But how are you going to tell me like it's this is not why the play as we're getting to the playoffs now?
Yeah.
This is the most wide open season I've ever
no,
seen.
It's not.
Ever. There's no.
Not.
There's no like bulletproof team.
There
out
is.
There. Who?
There is. My, you know, I know we didn't.
You guys
look,
have the same record as us.
We beat you, so we're still a game ahead. The 49ers, listen, I know we came off a really bad game. Here, can you hear me out on this real quick before we.
I will.
So, yes, we looked. I'll admit, we did not look good at all against the Ravens, but that was probably the closest 14-point game I'd ever seen considering the circumstances of that game. We had 5 turnovers. Baltimore should have blown us out by 30. We outgained them in passing yards. We outgained them in rushing yards. And we outgained them or had the most yards per play in that game. That is all factual information. You can look it up. Swear to God. And
okay,
they did
A.
nothing.
Smith.
They did nothing with it. They did what they had to do. They won. I give credit to the Ravens. They did what they had to do. Two of those Purdy interceptions were flukes. You know, the ones that hit a lineman and pop straight up. You know, it's fluky. We're going to beat the Commanders this week. We're going to beat the Rams in the last week of the season.
I don't know. Rams, or are they got momentum right now?
We're going to listen. You listening?
I'm real. I'm listening.
We're going to beat the Rams. We're going to clinch the one seed.
Mm-hmm.
We'll face whoever's remaining in the divisional round, and then we'll probably play either you or the Cowboys, I'm assuming.
Cowboys are on the little downward trend.
Yeah, I agree.
Now.
You know, I don't want to sleep on the Lions. Could be the Lions. It all depends how it shakes out. But it's going to be the Niners in the NFC Championship game, calling it now, against either, I mean, I don't know, because Philly doesn't look good right now. They don't. So I don't know. I'm not saying they can't be there. I won't be surprised if they're there. I won't be surprised if they're there, but I don't know if Philly ended up playing, who would they play in divisional round right now where it stands?
Right now?
They're a two seed, right, currently?
So we'd play the
Rams?
Probably the Rams or Seahawks or something like that.
I believe the seventh seed. So you would play the sixth seed. No, you play the seventh seed right now. I don't know who that. That's not the Rams. Rams are sixth seed, I believe, at this moment in so time.
The Seahawks? Who's the worst team in the NFC? That's a playoff team.
Are the Packers in or no right now?
They're like in the hunt. I think there's a couple teams that just aren't confirmed right now.
Let's bring it up just so we can figure out what we're talking about. Right.
By the time this airs, it'll be ironed out.
Well, this is December, 28th as we're speaking right now. So let's see. NFC playoff picture. All right, let's see where we stand right now. Because I believe you guys are technically the two seed, right? Because the Cowboys lost.
And the Cowboys got to play the Lions. I don't like their chances against the Lions. I think the Lions
honestly, beat them. If the Lions play the Cowboys, I'm probably putting my money on the Lions.
I think so, too, because they're riding high right now. They just clinched their first division title in history, or since 1993 or whatever. And
all right, so right now you're the two seed. Okay, so right now, this is interesting. So right now you're playing the Seahawks, be a little rematch.
Seattle, or at our house. Sorry, that's huge. And we literally handily beat them. We just fucked up at the end.
So let's assume the standings stay how they are right now. You play the Seahawks. I probably give the edge to the Eagles.
There's no way the Eagles are going to lose to the Seahawks.
So let's play it out right now real quick. So Eagles would play the Seahawks. I think the Eagles win. The Lions would play the Rams. Very good game. Rams are kind of hot right now. I still want to give the edge to the Rams. And then the Cowboys would play the Bucks, which I believe the Cowboys beat the Bucks. So then that means the Niners would get the lowest remaining seed, which would that sets up a rematch with the Cowboys. So then the Eagles would have the Lions in Philly. With how the Eagles are playing right now, I'd give the edge to the Lions.
You think the Lions are going to come into a playoff cold January hostile environment at Lincoln, and they're going to beat the Eagles in the playoffs? They have no playoff experience ever.
Sure. Listen, hear me out. I'm not saying this because I'm a Philly hater. You know, I'm a big Philly sport hater. But with how
you love the access to the buildings, though. You said it was
It's a great, great stadiums, great ease of access to. I will always give Philly
you like
that.
A good cheesesteak, right?
I love a good cheesesteak.
Or without guy?
With all the time.
With the onions, yeah. Oh,
of course, everything.
Yeah.
So I'll give Philly that. I'm talking about strictly their sports teams.
You'd be in that public bathroom afterwards.
that disgusting ass thing. But with how the Eagles are playing currently, I would give the edge to the Lions. I'm not saying I'd be surprised if the Eagles won, but right now I give the edge to the Lions. And that kind of sets up a Niners Lions NFC Championship. But if the script writer things are real, then it's going to be Niners Eagles for a rematch.
And hopefully, your elbow doesn't pop out of Brock Purdy's elbow doesn't pop out of his socket again.
Well, I think the Niners proved that if Brock Purdy was healthy in that game, they would have I'm so passionate about this. Would have mopped the floor with the Eagles. I mean, we saw what happened on December 3rd. We had a healthy team, healthy Brock Purdy, and what did we score a touchdown on six straight drives?
Something like that. Yeah.
Eagles looked like shit.
Everybody has an off game.
It's true, but I think top to bottom, the Niners are the best team in football right now on paper.
On paper, yes, but we'll see. I think I'm a big believer in momentum.
Okay, and if we have a rematch as of right now, you're coming out to the West Coast to play because we have the one seed right now.
Because if you look back to the 2007 season, you had the
2007? What are we doing?
You had the 16-0 Patriots, like the absolute pure dominance. And you had the New York Giants were 9-7, but they had the most momentum I've ever seen in any football team ever. And they rode it all the way to beating that team.
I wouldn't say the Eagles have any momentum right now. Even if you went out, you play the Giants, Cardinals, Giants. That's not momentum. You almost lost to the Giants.
Well, I think it's good because if you think of it this way, it's like a preseason kind of try things out. I think the big thing is, we're getting some playmakers back.
They're not doing that. They're not trying things out. They have a one seed to try and get. They're not experimenting now.
Well, so we got a new defensive coordinator, and we're gonna
trash.
We're getting Slay back, Avante Maddox back.
And Slay's then, having one of the worst years he's ever had.
And we're gonna tune things up a little bit with this new system. Do a little tune action.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, like Jersey Mike's, you get like the salt, pepper, oregano, or whatever. You know, they're gonna tune it up a little bit, and then we're gonna be ready, raring to go.
I mean, it's
and then
good.
We get the. I would say the Seahawks are probably the easiest matchup in the playoffs.
Well, here's the thing, though, too, though. Remember this. Now, for what it's worth, the Eagles lost to the Seahawks with Drew Lock.
That was.
I'm not saying Geno Smith is Peyton Manning, but Geno Smith is better than Drew Lock. And Drew Lock went 92 yards on that last drive like it was nothing, and threw an absolute dagger to what's that Smith Najigba? Is that his name?
Something like that.
Whatever, from Ohio State, the rookie. That catch over the shoulder, little tappy in the back of the end zone.
Oh, yeah. Absolute piss missile.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Yeah. That's Drew Lock. Drew Lock. Drew Lock played better than Jalen Hurts that game. Drew Lock.
I'd love to see him try to do that again.
He won't because Geno
especially
be
now we have, we have film on them.
And they have film on you.
Yeah, but we're just on paper, we're the better team.
On paper.
And we have film on them, and they're coming to our house when it all counts. So.
I'll tell you what. I mean, that's if you don't get the third seed. If you don't drop down to the third seed, I don't think you will, but if the Cowboys end up jumping or the Lions jump you for the three seed, then that shakes up the playoff picture.
The Cowboys look like dog shit right now.
I don't think the Cowboys will. If anyone jumps the Eagles, it's going to be the Lions. I don't know their roster right now, or not roster, their schedule for the last two games, but
I'm not sure. But I think we both agree I would love to see the Cowboys get smacked in the first round and out.
100%.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Especially with all the shit they talk. I'm like, We beat the Cowboys this year 42-10. We knocked them out of the playoffs the last 2 years, and they're still talking.
They are. They
what
do
you have to talk about? You lost three times, two in the playoffs. I mean, if you come to San Fran, we'll gladly knock you out again. Mm-hmm. And then what? You still going to talk and cry? Come on.
Yeah, I they have the best entrance video in their stadium history. You sent me that on week one. I still played it. I think I played that three times in a row.
About
yeah.
That.
I can hardly breathe when he's bumping deep inside.
Yeah. You're going to need to send me that again because I forgot about that.
It's all
the way back in September.
Yeah, I'll find it. It's probably in our DMs. That. But I know I fling a bunch of ridiculous stuff to you all the time.
A lot of nonsense.
Was it Robert Frank, the weightlifter?
Love that guy. That guy is so funny, dude. Especially when he's like laughing at his own shit in the middle. First of all, he's like screaming at in the middle of like a gym. This guy's insane.
He's like, on Monday we do chest. Because if you want a thick chick screaming, you know.
What's his name? Rick Frank?
Robert Frank, yeah.
If you guys don't know who Robert Frank is, give him a look on Instagram or TikTok. Dude's absolutely hysterical.
He looks like Randy Macho Man Savage.
He does.
And he's like a power lifter, and he like screams into the thing like hilarious stuff.
And we don't know him. This ain't no plug.
No.
If you see him, dude's hysterical. I love the guy.
Oh, my gosh. He's like, on Tuesday, we do chest.
I can't even like come up with the things he says.
Yeah. Let's.
He's the man.
Yeah, I can't right now. But look him up. Look him on Instagram. Robert Frank, you can find him. He's out there. give me your unbiased opinions. All right, let's talk about the AFC. We have no dog in the fight over there. Yeah. AFC is wide open, wide open. I mean, the Ravens are the juggernaut there, but like who else is a make it or break it, will rise to the occasion in the AFC?
Well, I mean, the AFC to me is down to two teams, and that's the Ravens, that's the Dolphins. The Chiefs are not the Chiefs that we know.
You don't think the Chiefs can't rise to the occasion, Patrick?
I'm not saying
can't
they can't, but I mean, they're another team. They have pretty much looked pretty bad all year. And I think there's a lot of dysfunction in that locker room. Ever since, Travis Kelsey decided to date, trash-ass Taylor Swift.
You're going to upset some people out there. All of our female listeners out there.
They'll view it then. So screw Taylor Swift and screw all the Swifties.
You don't think it's romantic?
I don't know. I mean, you saw the one picture on Travis Kelsey on the side with a hickey. I think Taylor Swift sucked all the talent out of him. Like, Travis, he looks like crap. Mahomes looks like crap. You got Tony, who doesn't even know how. I don't know how you're a wide receiver in the NFL and you can't catch a damn ball. The team is horrible. Who's the other receiver? Scantling does nothing.
Sky Moore or something.
They don't even play.
Like, they've got a. That's one area Andy Reid and company have to address in the offseason. They have to get. They got one guy,
Mahomes, who doesn't look good at what? Pacheco?
The tailback, but he's pretty good.
And Hilaire.
But
he's all right.
He's average, mediocre. But
like, you can't throw the ball. No one's catching it.
No, you got Travis Kelce, and they just double, triple cover him.
That's all you gotta do.
They're gonna make those other scrubs.
Let Tony run wild. He's not gonna catch it. He's got cinder blocks for hands.
Yeah, yeah. So it's. I think they need to dump if they want to try to squeeze one more Super Bowl out of that franchise before their window closes. They need to dump all their money into getting a wide receiver.
I think that window's closed right now, unless they trade for Devontae Adams or something.
Could,
but
I think. Well, if he goes back in the market, you know, he's going to Aaron Rodgers and the Jets next season.
And guess who's worried about that?
Nobody. Yeah,
Jets
nobody's
suck.
Worried. About, yeah,
I don't care. I don't care who they can have. Prime Joe Montana on that team. Don't care. Yeah, don't care about the Jets.
Yeah, they're. I don't think the Jets know how to be
anything
successful.
They're so used to losing, they can't get out of their own ways.
Yeah,
they're stuck.
Yeah,
they're on a treadmill.
And I think Robert Saleh is a good guy.
I do.
He was your guy. He was in your camp for a while.
This is what I want. This would be a great. So let's say we finish the year strong. Maybe the Niners win a Super Bowl. We'll see. And let's say we have another really good year next year. Steve Wilks, our defensive coordinator, gets a head coaching job. Maybe the Jets suck. Saleh gets fired. He comes back. He's our defensive coordinator again.
I would take that.
So would I.
I would take that. I mean, if I were you, I would.
Saleh and of course, our boy D'Amico Ryans is doing one hell of a job over there in Houston.
Hats off to him. And Antonio Pierce in Las Vegas. Hell of a job. Shout out to him. I hope he gets a full-time job. He's an interim coach right now.
If he doesn't get the full-time job there in Vegas, it's a crime. Yeah. What he's doing and what D'Amico Ryans are doing, first-year head coaches, and especially with D'Amico with the Texans of all teams.
Yes.
Hats off to those guys.
Yeah.
Incredible job.
And that guy down in Cleveland, Stefanski, great job. I mean, they've had all kinds of turn. And he's gotten Joe Flacco to play 2009 Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco was in the middle of the line, applying for his AARP. And now Cleveland picks him up, and he's
he's our age. He's in our age group.
No, he's not. He's got to be 40, right?
He's 38.
38? Okay, he's got 6 years on me.
He was in college. He was in college, I think, a senior when I was a freshman, so... Because my buddy went to Delaware when he was a senior there playing quarterback, and he's like, "Oh, Joe Flacco is we're gonna."
Oh, your buddy went to school with while he was there.
Yeah, he was at Delaware when he was there.
That's pretty cool.
As the quarterback of Delaware.
Cool. Yeah, yeah.
He's like, "Oh my god, we're gonna go to the game and see Joe Flacco play," because it was and then he got drafted the first round
that's
and became
crazy.
Yeah, I'm like, that's fucking crazy. I was like, "What? You ever see him on campus?" He's like, "No."
You never see those guys don't go to class. They're hidden. I went to a D1 school. I seen a basketball player once, so I've never seen any the star football players.
What was it like? What are they like?
They were cool. I saw my first year there, I was right behind, I was walking not with them, but right next to him, Javon Carter of the Chicago Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
Super cool to see. I saw a lot of basketball players, but obviously Javon's the biggest success recently. He's in the NBA. I seen football players, but I didn't see the Will Greer's type. I don't know
where do they keep. They have a special area, or they just keep 100%. Them locked up so nobody hurts them or anything.
They definitely have their own housing. They're not with. They're not in your standard dorms. Then again, I think Javon was in one of the standard dorms his first year.
Mm-hmm.
And but Will Greer was already a high profile player coming over from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I think him and he had a wife and a kid at that point. So they were in an off campus housing, kept them away from them. And Will Greer was an old man back then. He'd even go out, but you don't usually see him.
Yeah. Did you even run into him at Sheets at 3 o'clock in the morning?
No. You know what? I may have.
They may.
I don't remember. I'm blacked out half those times. I'm getting hot dogs, cheeseburgers, and all disgusting things added on top of it.
Oh my god, the
good
best.
Time. I lived right above a Sheets when I was there.
You're telling me.
Elevator
so
came right down basically into it.
Come right down your bathrobe, just kind of flapping.
I was
in
like
the wind.
Santa coming down the chimney, except that's I came it, down yeah. the elevator right into Sheets.
Right into
and
Sheets.
And I didn't give
any
presents. I just took everything. just drunk as shit, 3 a.m, getting whatever I want from Sheets. Love Sheets.
All right, so. The AFC contender, you got to pick one right now. Who's going to end up in the Super Bowl? Ravens and
the
let's
San
hear it.
Francisco 49ers.
So it's a rematch of the Super Bowl from 2013. Let's look at our little chart.
Is that Super Bowl 47?
It was 2013.
It's right there.
Super
down.
Bowl.
Over two. Next to the Giants. Over, over. Boom.
Oh, I didn't see it because I didn't see a 49ers helmet there.
You have not.
That's why.
So Super Bowl 47, and that was February of 2013.
13, yeah. The power went out in the building. Remember at halftime or something?
It was.
It was New Orleans Superdome.
And we're going to have a rematch, and Niners are winning.
You think so? All right, we'll see.
I hope so. I'm in dying for one, bro. Dying to see one.
That's why I think I'm still, I would love another one. But it's that's not, why I know what that feeling year. That feeling is like. Feeling's pretty,
what's your unbiased opinion? Sweet. What's the Super Bowl matchup? On record right now.
I think for some reason I think the Chiefs are gonna come alive.
No.
Again. And you know, I'm gonna go curveball. It's gonna be an odd Super Bowl. We're gonna have the Miami Dolphins versus the Detroit Lions in the Super Bowl.
All right, sure. Let's just end this right now.
That sounds like a Thursday night like dog shit football game.
I'm just glad it's on record. So when we see how terrible that prediction is, I'm not going to live it down.
All right. How about this? We make some kind of non-financial wager that if the 49ers or Eagles make it further in the Super Bowl, like playoffs,
yeah,
the loser has to do something. I don't know.
Right, we'll figure it out.
We'll figure what that
maybe,
is.
Maybe any of our viewers could write in. Type in or whatever what our public
our,
I don't mean by
our public,
public
humiliation
on air,
should
publishment.
Be
yeah, yeah.
Or a punishment.
All right, so whoever goes,
you're gonna punish me.
Yes, whoever doesn't make it further than the other, yeah, gets penalized.
Boss, what kind of punishment do you think the loser should have? On we'll do it on air. It'll be like eat something or do something. Or, well, that's
I fucking love hot sauce.
All right, we could do. We'll go find some really hard shit.
We know a guy.
All right, find that the pepper.
Shout out to Pepper Palace. I mm-hmm. love that mm-hmm. spot. Love it.
Yes, yes, indeed. All right. We're running a little low on time, so we're going to go to our final segment here for this episode.
Let's do it.
We're going to go to our classic, How Much Would You Need
My favorite.
To Be Paid?
Let's hear it.
All right. First, we start things out a little easy, a little appetizer.
Work our way
maybe
up.
a little appetizer like a pot stickers or a little calamari before we get to the
jalapeno poppers.
I'll do it. I love All it. Right, it. Sounds love it. Good right now. All right. So, how much did you need paid to compete in a power slap contest?
Am I going against like the pros?
You're going against like,
or
the,
like you.
The real no, like the real.
Who? Do I get first slap?
You get first
Not
slap.
That's really going to matter.
Yeah. Against like who's the crazy Hawaiian guy or whatever, like whatever's his nickname. Or
dude,
the,
that's death.
The guy with the beard. Like,
oh, dude, I don't know. That's tough. Give me a mil because, I mean, those guys, they'll mess me up.
Uh-huh.
Joe Schmo.
What if it's against me?
Yes.
Oh, I'll do that for free. for free and give me first shot, and that's all I need.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to create our own power slap competitive, you know, or promotion
just us
here.
Two. Yeah, yes. Power slap in Carl's basement.
Yes. How much would you need to be paid to eat out of a dumpster?
Oh, God.
You got to eat some unwrapped food out of a dumpster. It's tuna fish.
No. Oh, I hate tuna, so I'm not getting paid at all. I'm just not eating it.
Oh, you got to. Everybody's got a price.
Tuna, $5 million
out of a dumpster. $5 million to eat some one bite of fish out of a dumpster.
It's not just in a dumpster, but I cannot stand tuna.
Well, I don't like tuna either. But I mean, if you give me like
what dumpster? You going like
a disgusting, like putrid, sweltering trash.
Which one? I'm gonna have fun in a Taco Bell dumpster.
Oh my god! Yeah, I mean, I've been in a Taco Bell dumpster before. It's a long story.
I might do that now.
No, it's got to be tuna fish. It's got to be something that's a punishment.
Oh, that's so nauseating. I said five. If someone
$5 million, that's a lot of money.
But if someone's willing to pay.
How much would you need to eat?
I need tuna.
I don't know. I might give me like $900. I might
give Carl
one bite of it.
Give Carl a hair transplant surgery.
Yeah, pay for my hair transplant. I'll do it. Absolutely, dude. I'll eat the whole fucking thing.
He'll eat everything in that damn dumpster. I'll regress. I'll say a mil. I'll drop it down to a mil because I hate tuna.
Okay, how much would you need to be paid to intentionally destroy public property
and
try to get away with it?
Is this like federal property or is this like someone's house? Because there's a lot of different consequences here.
All right, let's say it's somebody's house.
Is it your house?
It could be my house.
I'm not gonna because you got a lovely family. I don't want to do that too.
Somebody that doesn't have children. You don't traumatize them.
What am I doing? Like, how bad is this?
I don't know.
Am I burning the place
I'm
down?
Not burning the place down. That's pretty cruel. But like,
I'll tell you what. If it's Devaney's house, I'll do it for free. Brick through the window but there's a potential I get caught.
You got to try to get away with it. Drive by, you all throw right. it through the window, you just drive off.
Throw a brick. Give me like.
Well, I wouldn't drive your car.
Most.
I would borrow somebody else's car. They don't want to see like a white Bronco drive by. They're going to pretty much know who to identify.
I'll take my plates off.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give
somebody's
like,
ring camera.
Depending on. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Big Brother's always watching now, so I feel like it's a pretty decent shot I get caught.
I'd park like around the corner
and then running down this neighborhood in the middle of the night.
Like a hoodie with like a ski mask
and
then
suspicious.
Throw it and run and like, jump in the woods after.
Give me like 10,000.
$10,000.
Because right. There's a risk.
Eat tuna, it's $1 million to throw a brick through a window. Well,
if I eat that trash can tuna, I might get a disease I can never recover from.
Could, yeah.
But I'm going to need some money for a bail if I get caught.
Some of the clap.
What was someone doing to this tuna if I'm getting a clap from it? Yeah. What did someone do to this?
How much would you need to eat a ghost pepper with no beverage? Mm.
A whole ghost pepper?
You eat the whole thing. No beverage. No milk, no beer, nothing, no water. You just got to deal with the pain until it naturally goes away.
Give me another 10.
10,000?
Yeah, because I mean, I'm going to be in a lot of pain, and I just got to sit there and take it. Give me 10.
You know, the theory is the worst part won't be when you're eating it. It's when you're getting rid of it.
That's what I'm saying. It's a double whammy. So
when you're shitting it out, you're literally going to burn your entire intestines out of your body.
Give me 10.
Mm-hmm. $10,000. All right.
Give me whatever hospital bill plus 1,000.
Yeah, cover my potential medical expenses plus the 10 Gs.
I mean, healthcare costs are expensive.
Oh, I guess I got it.
I'm paying $75,000 to send you to the hospital.
$1,000 where all of it, like, and more goes to her.
Oh, you got insurance, I'm sure.
Yeah, I got insurance. We're all right.
How much would you need to get paid to be thrown down the stairs?
How many stairs?
You have to get
is
thrown?
It like your basement stairs or is like the stairs at like... Yeah, and like how is
that's like somebody's house, like a straight down from the second floor. Like you gotta get thrown down the stairs.
Thrown. So I'm gonna have air time.
I have
for
to
a
like
bit.
Take you and just throw you down the stairs.
There could be some broken bones here. Give me 5.
All right, now if you learn how to fall, you know, like we've learned some of our falling techniques. Slap the bottom, tuck your chin.
True. Yeah. Give me 5.
5.
Give me right. 5.
Probably some minimal bruising. 5. Yeah. Not like concrete stairs in February.
Give me 5. I'll take 5K.
Okay. How much would you need to be paid to try stand-up comedy?
That's a lot because I have terrible anxiety. I know you've done this before. You've done stand-up.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's a lot. I used to withdraw from classes when I saw the syllabus and there was a presentation.
Oh, my goodness.
And we're talking about like that's in front of like 15, 20 people.
This sounds like a sketch. We got to bring a people in. We're going to make Donnie B do a presentation, a PowerPoint presentation.
Well, whatever you want, just a presentation.
And do I have to write my own material or is someone giving me material? I just got to like sell
it. No, you got to write your own material. That's part of the hard part.
I need a mill.
$1 million.
Because I'm not creative like that, first of all.
I've done it 2 times, so give me $2 million then.
You've done it. But I'm not creative like that to like think of what I need to say and then get up in front of hundreds of potential people. I need a mill because that I don't think you understand what that's going to do to me in it from like an internal anxiety, mental health problem.
I got to tell you, it's $500.
I know I'm getting paid.
$500 or $500K?
$500.
Okay.
What if we took you to some remote random bar in the middle of nowhere where nobody knows who you are?
I don't think you're
and you
fat.
Can just leave. Even if you bomb, you just leave and but just never
again,
see these people
again.
Again,
see, this is easy for you to do because you're that outgoing, crazy type.
I'm not, but I would do it.
The anxiety type is killing. The anxiety kills me. To get up in front of people like that? No.
Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, it is both times I did it, I was super prepared.
Really? Like, Stress Factory?
No. I did it one at some like benefit thing for charity. And another one, I did it at work. They were doing like a benefit thing for, so I did it in front of coworkers, which.
So you knew them.
Not all of them. Not all of them. It was like a bunch of like, there was like a lot of people there. I was super prepared. Like I wrote everything out. I recorded it and I listened to it like 100 times over. So I memorized it. I'm like, and when I got up there, I'm like, oh fuck,
it's real. All of a sudden,
like I'm looking out and I'm seeing people staring at me. Like I just like for a second, I breathed in the microphone. I was like, whew. Like that's like I was my like initial reaction.
Like this fucking guy.
It's something. It is.
It's not for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for me.
All right, $1 million. All right, we're gonna get you up there. All right. How much do you need to pay to go up in a hot air balloon alone?
Alone?
Alone.
$1 billion, because I'm not going to know how to get the hell down. I may never see that money. I may never see it.
You got to figure it out.
I went up in one, and I hate heights, and that was the scariest thing in the world. Because, like, it's not like it's got, like, wings. How the hell do you direct that thing? I go up alone?
Hey, you end up in a
roof. Or just, like, dive into it.
No, you just got to dive into it. You got to figure it out. You pull a fucking fire thing and it goes up. Yeah. Course probably dive into it. Well, you got like a crash course. You get a guy saying you pull it up, the fire comes out, you go up and you come down and you let it out.
I want Jeff Bezos to put me as his hair. Is that how you say it? His hair?
Air?
His like hair. I want that. I want that. And just me. Because I may never see that money anyway, because I might end up on the top of Mount Everest by the time I land. Dead.
I love it. Yeah. Okay. All right, one more question. How much would you need to be paid to go out in public with a boner?
I mean, you don't.
No, I mean, you got to, like, walk out into, like, a shopping mall.
I hope my mom ain't watching this one.
How much are you paid?
Well, I need a little clarity here.
All right, and there's women there.
What about... Like, is everyone of age? Because that's a big problem.
Yeah, so we'll make sure it's in a facility where there's 18 and above there.
Okay. You're in a bar.
21 and above. You're in a bar. You got to walk into a bar.
I'm like basketball shorts and a shit up pitch tent.
Yeah, a pitch tent.
I want my whole bar tab covered, plus I'll take 25K.
You might pick somebody up, though.
I also may never, ever be able to leave my house again.
If you like just lean into it, like I am the boner man and you go in there and
the thing is though, like you might not be able to maintain it because of the fucking nerves. You know what I'm saying? Are we faking it and just putting something in the pants to make it?
No, you got to have a boner. Like you got to get aroused and walk into like a real boner.
We are now entering the late night podcast segment. HBO Max.
What was that show, Real Sex, on HBO?
I never had HBO. So
oh,
I don't know.
My God. Good times.
I'll take my bar tab cover. I'm going to be drinking a lot.
There's some weird stuff on that show. Have you ever watched that show?
I don't remember. Yeah.
I used to watch it in my basement. In my parents' basement when I'm like 14.
That was the old lady who like talked to people.
Oh no, that was on like the Oxygen Channel. No, Real Sex was like a documentary series on HBO where they like it was like a bunch of weird people that I don't know, they go to like a.
I only watched it like once.
Carl was on it.
Yeah, see, I'll have to find some clips from it. It's absolutely insane.
We won't post it like on here though.
Yeah, they're at like a factory where they make like toys for stuff.
Toys for stuff to get stuff right.
One episode, they went to like a nudist campground or something like that.
They just strolled up to this camp with cameras, like man, just laying there, and there's a documentary team. Like, yo, what
I gotta tell
you,
there were some haircuts like we talked about.
Well, that's kind of the people. That's kind of the clientele, I guess you could say, right?
But back to the proposition. So you have to get a real live.
Yeah.
No, but what was the other show? Oh, the Sue Johansson on Oxygen. I don't know if she's still alive.
How the hell do you remember her name?
The Sunday night show with Sue Johansson. She was like 90 years old.
Which makes it uncomfortable.
She would take calls from people.
Who's calling this 90-year-old woman for like advice?
Yes.
Why do you know her name? He's still on. He's got it on DVD. He bought the whole series.
I got the box set.
Oh, God, Carl. I'm not surprised.
How
can
you not remember her name? She was
you're the only one who remembers it.
Shout out to Sue Johansson.
Like,
I know.
I'm a scientist, so you know.
I know. I should.
What's her name? Sue Johansson?
Sue Johansson. Look it up.
She probably passed away by now.
This is like 20 years ago, and she was old 20 years ago.
The Canadian nurse. Yeah, this is her. She just passed away.
Really? Like this year?
June 28th of this year.
Dude, how old is she?
She was born in 1930.
She had a good run. Okay. Shout out to Sue Johansson.
Rest in peace, Susan Johansson.
Yes. Pour one out to Dr. Sue, or if she's a nurse or whatever she is.
She was a Canadian. She's from Canada. Canadian registered nurse and sex educator.
Yes.
And she operated a birth control clinic in Toronto. We've been to Toronto.
Yes, we have.
So shout out and rest in peace to Susan Johansson and to all her loved ones.
KS Realty, yes.
Shout out to KS Realty in Montreal.
Yes. But we're out of time on this
on
this episode of Bossing Out. But thank you so much for tuning in. And follow us on TikTok and Instagram. And get us wherever you get your podcasts, YouTube, Apple, Google, Spotify, and Deezer, of course. Shout out Deezer.
Deezer.
But we'll see you next time here on Bossing Out. Peace.